Well, uranium is a unique mineral. It has unique and special properties and risks, and we'd be concerned to see more uranium oxide, more uranium ore, and you know, a radioactive material in large volumes on road or rail. It poses transport risks. We're a long way from emergency or combat services that have the necessary technology and training to respond to any accidents or incidents. And we know, and people in regional Australia know well, the often are accidents, incidents and unforeseen events that happen during transport or travel.
But could it be argued that at the end of the day, this is safer than exporting it from Queensland, because it won't be going over the Great Barrier Reef? Isn't there an argument that this is actually the more sustainable, environmentally friendly method?
Look, from the perspective of the Australian Conservation Foundation and every environment organisation in Australia, if you're talking words of sustainability, environmentally friendly, you're not talking uranium. This mineral is destined, at best, to become high-level radioactive waste, which is a long-term, major and unresolved global environmental management problem and risk. Australian uranium directly fueled the Fukushima nuclear accident, a continuing nuclear crisis. Our uranium, dug up in Kakadu in northern South Australia, is now radioactive fallout in Japan and well beyond. So this industry is directly linked to fueling nuclear risk and insecurity here and overseas. So if you want to be sustainable, if you want to be environmentally friendly, you would phase out this industry and exit from it as rapidly as possible. The question then of which is the least worst, which port, which road, which rail, that becomes a question of, it becomes an increasingly declining return sort of argument. So ACF's perspective is that Queensland is not mining uranium now. The LNP did not go to the most recent Queensland election with a clear position to mine uranium. It was fact quite the contrary. They went there with a very, very clear position, in the words of Premier Newman, not to advance any uranium mining. They have done a backflip since that election without evidence, without scrutiny or independent review, without public consultation. So they did not seek, they did not receive, and they do not have a mandate to fast-track the uranium industry in Queensland. So we'd say, if you're talking sustainability, if you're talking environmentally friendly behaviour, you would leave Queensland uranium where it is most safe, which is in the ground.
And as well, your understanding of this commitment that Queensland uranium won't be exported from Queensland, you don't think that's the case?
Well, it's a very loose commitment, and the Queensland government has had a number of direct opportunities to rule it out, but they haven't. What we've seen is that the Queensland government has kept the door open for future uranium exports from a Queensland port, and particularly from the port of Townsville. We've seen the port of Townsville put its hand up to say that it's interested in uranium exports. We've seen the Queensland LNP repeatedly refuse to rule that out. We've seen in both the federal government's energy white paper and in clear statements by the Australian Uranium Association and other industry bodies, a desire to develop an East Coast port for uranium exports. And the Ben Lomond project is 50 k's up the road from Townsville. Now, you join those dots and you get a picture of ships through the reef. And the minister has said, we have no plans for transport through the reef. But this is a minister in the same government that had no plans to dig up uranium in the first place. So the minister's credibility on this matter is really in tatters, and there is a significant trust deficit between what the LNP has said and what the LNP has done on this issue. So we don't view an assurance that they currently plan not to ship future uranium exports through a Queensland port as that strong. It's a long way from cast iron, and the LNP really does need to slow down and open up. It needs to slow down on this plan to fast-track uranium mining in Queensland, and it needs to open up the industry to what it hasn't done. Independent assessment, a cost-benefit analysis, rigour and public consultation. Because uranium is unique in that it creates a dangerous and long-lasting waste product at the site of mining and every step down the industrial cycle of the nuclear chain. And that waste product will last a lot longer than any of us, any listener or Minister Cripps. So let's get the management of this, the discussion about this, and the decision and the policy rationale in the open, tested and rigorous. That hasn't occurred to date, and it desperately needs to in Queensland.